Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Beal says she sent a letter to Madison's mayor Friday night asking for more funding to deal with the voter ID law. She says she'll need more poll workers, more training for poll workers, and she'll need to reprint the information they distribute to polling places. Witzel-Beal says she wishes the court would have waited to rule on this issue until after the November election.
Because it's really hard to change the rules in the middle of an election cycle between the primary and an election.
University of California Irvine election law professor Rick Hassan says he thinks the U.S. Supreme Court would ultimately side with the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals and uphold Wisconsin's voter ID law. But Hassan calls the timing of the Seventh Circuit's decision a big mistake, saying the Supreme Court has cautioned against lower courts making last-minute changes to voting laws.
And especially cautioned that as the election gets closer, the risk of voter confusion and problems at the polls increases. This is really about as last minute as you can imagine.
Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, who defended Wisconsin's voter ID law, says there's nothing last minute about it. The law was signed by Governor Scott Walker in 2011.
This should have been implemented many elections ago, and waiting one more election to implement the will of the people as exercised through the legislature and the governor is contrary to our system of government.
While the ACLU and other plaintiffs may yet appeal the Seventh Circuit's decision, they were quiet about their legal strategy yesterday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.